Part 2. More practice for Module E. Page 39. Access to information from written texts.
Being good sports parents. In March, a brawl among parents of 9 and 10-year-old hockey players in New York resulted in 8 people facing criminal charges and a father suffering from a dislocated shoulder after being pushed off his seat during his son's hockey match. At a Pittsburgh high school basketball game, a referee was treated for a concussion after a parent hit him for ordering his wife out of the gym because she had yelled at him. What's wrong with grown-ups these days? Are they failed athletes trying to live through their athletic children? The answer is not so simple. Some are anxious moms and dads hoping that their kids will get college sports scholarships. Others are fanatic parents pushing their offspring to become elite athletes with specialized training, summer camps, and personal coaches. It makes no difference to them whether their child wants this or not. Almost 30 million boys and girls under 18 play some kind of organized sport, according to the American National Council of Youth Sport. For many of them, it's a way to make new friends and play a game they enjoy. Children as young as 3 years old can be signed up for swimming and gymnastics programs. Soccer often starts at 4 and baseball at 5. Unfortunately, for some children, participating in sports has changed from an enjoyable pastime to a demanding routine as their parents rush them into highly competitive situations when they are barely out of diapers. Youth sports have clearly become more professionalized in recent years, says Greg Heinzman of New Jersey's Rutgers Youth Sports Research Council, who is in favor of this change. Many more parents today want to see their kids achieve some level of success, whether it is an athletic scholarship or becoming professional athletes. However, there are those who see the negative aspect of the issue. Dr. Bruce Sver, a professor of psychology at the State University of New York, says there's a danger to a child's self-esteem when parents send the message to their kids that what they're doing isn't valuable unless they can turn it into something material, like a scholarship. The competitive atmosphere can result in overly involved parents ready to explode at any coach, referee, or other parents who interfere with their own child's performance. Despite criticism voiced by some psychologists, it comes as no surprise that these parents are fighting for scholarships for their children since they believe that these scholarships are the key to success in the future.